Well, what we thought we'd do on Left, Right and Centre this evening is also focus on very exclusive reports from the political battleground, several constituencies and leaders across the country. Our election journey has in fact reached the New Delhi Lok Sabha constituency. NDTV's Vedant Agarwal has this ground report from New Delhi.
Battle for the heart of the national capital. The strategically important New Delhi constituency has seen stalwarts like Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Lal Krishna Advani and Ajay Makan contest from it. It is the oldest seat in New Delhi. It houses the power corridors of India. A victory in New Delhi means a key to the seat of the world's largest democracy.
The throne of power, the core of our republic. The thrust of Indian democracy. This iconic boulevard has seen it all. Defining mandates, alliances rising to power, governments falling and prime ministers running the country from here, the center of New Delhi. One of the capital's seven constituencies, New Delhi is home to over 14 lakh voters, including high-profile electors like the President, the Prime Minister, judges and senior leaders who form one of India's most educated electorates. It was in the late 1970s, when the Janata Party was on the rise, that Atal Bihari Vajpayee wrested the all-important seat from the Congress soon after the emergency. His closest confidant and India's former Deputy Prime Minister L.K. Advani contested from New Delhi soon after, in 1989, during the peak of the Ram Mandir movement. From Ajay Makan in the early 2000s to Meenakshi Lekhi holding the fort for the BJP in the last decade, it has been a direct contest between the BJP and the Congress until Delhi's Aam Aadmi entered the fray. Despite Kejriwal's back-to-back electoral victories in the state and local polls, his party has yet to dent the BJP's prospects in the Lok Sabha. This time, it's a battle between lawyers. The Congress and the Aam Aadmi Party are in alliance in Delhi, and New Delhi is being contested by the Aam Aadmi Party. From the AAP is the man who fought for the Anna Andolan in the courts, Supreme Court lawyer and a sitting MLA from New Delhi's Malviya Nagar, Somnath Bharti. The task is cut out for the party heavyweight to defend his boss in prison and broom up his party's tattered image in the run-up to the polls.
This time the election has a different colour altogether. The way the election took place in 1914, this time the reasons, the purpose, the focus is entirely different. The way BJP crushed opposition, the way they took away the rights of Delhi government, the way they tried to demolish the democratic fabric of the nation, all will be addressed in this election. So people of Delhi want accountability from central government. All these members of parliament of BJP in last 10 years, they did not say a word. When rights of people of Delhi were being snatched by central government, they did not say a word. BJP understands. Ajit Pawar, whom Honorable Prime Minister himself accused of 70,000 crores loot, he is in BJP. So BJP has a new washing machine. So now he is pure. Chagan Bhujbal, who was jailed and remained in jail for 1 year on charges of corruption, he joined BJP. Now he is pure. You know, Subhendu Adhikari, Himanshu Sarma, n number of people. So new washing machine in the market, BJP, which is to purify people, people do see kaun kaam karta hai, kaun naamdaar hai, kaun kaamdaar hai.
In a radical political move, the BJP has unseated six of its seven contentious sitting MPs from Delhi. From hate speech accused Parvesh Verma and Ramesh Biduri, to the controversial MP Gautam Gambhir, the BJP's big Delhi leaders have all been dropped. From New Delhi, the BJP has fielded a fresh face. BJP veteran Sushma Swaraj's daughter, 40-year-old Bansuri Swaraj. A political debutante, Bansuri Swaraj is a lawyer like both her parents, boasting of an illustrious legal career.
There is no question of legacy. I can tell you that the people of Delhi have unwavering faith in Modi ki guarantee. Whether it was abrogation of Article 370, whether it was construction of a grander Ram temple in Ayodhya ji, whether it was bringing 33% reservation in favor of women in both Vidhan Sabha and Parliament by passing of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. These are all promises which were enunciated in our manifesto, and they have been absolutely fulfilled. These are union elections. Yes. And therefore, I think the voter also, the perspective is broader. We're talking about women-led development of a Viksit Bharat. So, of course, my vision resonates with his.
The fact that most of the sitting BJP MPs were removed, how do you look at that? Do people here, you see, were sort of disillusioned by the MPs of your party, your predecessors?
No, not at all. Not at all. हमारी पार्टी में टिकट कटते नहीं हैं, टिकट मिलते हैं और हमारे यहाँ पद नहीं होते, दायित्व होते हैं।
Delhi has nearly 1.5 lakh first-time voters, and among them are thousands of young students in one of the country's biggest coaching hubs in New Delhi's Rajendra Nagar. In election season, this nerve center of UPSC aspirants is bustling with politics.
अगर हम कंट्री वाइड बात करेंगे तो इसमें नो डाउट जो प्राइम मिनिस्टर कैंडिडेट होते हैं, चूंकि ये लोकसभा का इलेक्शन है, उन्हीं के नाम पे वोटिंग होती है. लेकिन अगर आप मेरे व्यू की बात करेंगे तो आप अपने कंस्टिट्यूएंसी और प्लस जो आपके जो भी प्रॉब्लम्स हैं रिगार्डिंग कंस्टिट्यूएंसी, जो भी प्रॉब्लम्स हैं उस चीज़ को भी ध्यान में रख के वोटिंग करनी चाहिए. अब जैसे कि एज ए स्टूडेंट वी आर फेसिंग अनएम्प्लॉयमेंट.
पॉलिटिकल लीडर हर रोज मतलब पार्टियाँ बदल रहे हैं, जैसे कि आप देख रहे हैं कितनी पार्टियाँ, बड़ी बड़ी पार्टी के लीडर जो जैसे महाराष्ट्र में लीडर हो गए, राजस्थान में लीडर हो गए, मतलब ये कुछ ट्रांसपेरेंसी और एक लीडर की कुछ अकाउंटेबिलिटी नहीं बची है. वो है एक इलेक्शन में इधर, एक इलेक्शन में उधर. आजकल जैसे कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन बॉडी की जितना वो गरिमा गिरती जा रही है, जैसे वो एक सोसाइटी का जो सोसाइटी बन रही है रिलीजन के बेसिस पे या कास्ट के बेसिस पे, ये पिछले कुछ सालों में या एक दो डेकेड में बढ़ा है अभी. क्योंकि अगर आज देखो आज के टाइम में अगर कोई अपनी कोई बात रखना चाहता है, अगर कोई प्रोटेस्टर है या कोई और भी है, अगर अपनी बात रखता है तो उसे एज ए एंटी नेशनल घोषित कर दिया जाता है उसी टाइम. वो मेनली पार्लियामेंट में जो हो रहा है, पार्लियामेंट की प्रोसीडिंग अगर हम भी देखते हैं तो पार्लियामेंट की प्रोसीडिंग में अगर उसका वो देखे कि कितनी एफिशिएंसी है, वो एफिशिएंसी आ ही नहीं रही है.
आई फील क्लीनलीनेस इज द फर्स्ट थिंग दे शुड थिंक अबाउट. आई फील द स्ट्रीट्स आर नॉट वेरी क्लीन, ऑल दीस डॉग्स हियर, इट्स वेरी स्केरी. द कॉस्ट ऑफ लिविंग इज वेरी हाई. Since I'm from Tamil Nadu, I see the cost of living is very high, almost double.
From deadly pollution to toxic landfills and the sanitation mess, even as Delhi grapples with these long-standing issues, it is left without a chief minister. The arrest of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal ahead of the big general elections has left the Aam Aadmi Party without its star campaigner and biggest face.
The contest for the coveted New Delhi seat is a prestige battle, both for the Aam Aadmi Party as well as the BJP. Many political pundits say that the BJP, which has unseated 6 of its 7 sitting MPs here in Delhi, is nervous of the Aam Aadmi Party, which has defeated the BJP both in state elections as well as municipal polls. But these are national elections. Can the big message of brand Modi, national security and Vishwa Guru trump local issues like sanitation and air pollution? That is a big question. In New Delhi with camera person Kanan Patra, Vedant for NDTV.
Well, on to Assam, where all eyes are on the prestigious seat of Jorhat, where the Congress deputy leader in the Lok Sabha, Gaurav Gogoi, is contesting against the sitting BJP MP, Tapan Gogoi. It's a prestige battle for both of them. Gaurav Gogoi faces the challenge of maintaining his winning streak from a new seat where the BJP has a strong presence to present himself as the face of the Congress in national politics.
It's a battle between two Gogois in Jorhat, Gaurav and Tapan. Once a Congress bastion, now a BJP stronghold since 2014, the constituency is a prestige battle for both sides. The Ahum factor is also key to the contest. 41 years old Gaurav Gogoi starts his day early reaching out to voters of Jorhat. Gaurav has ancestral roots in Jorhat, and his father, late Tarun Gogoi, Assam's three-time chief minister, had represented Jorhat in Lok Sabha twice in the 70s. Before he returned to the state politics, Gaurav says his fight for Jorhat is beyond his family legacy.
I have not worked in Jorhat for the last 10 years. I was in a neighboring district far from Jorhat. With the response that we are seeing from all sections of society and the way the BJP have also responded, it seems as if even the BJP were not prepared for me to contest from this seat. And this campaign is not about an individual. This campaign is not about a specific political party. This campaign is about the people. I'm fighting for the right of tea garden workers who don't get a sufficient living wage. And we are fighting for the idea of democracy, because people in Assam, especially in Jorhat, they have opposed the Citizenship Amendment Act, but they don't have the space to exercise their right to protest.
Gogoi is trying to reach out to the far-flung areas and to the villages and tea gardens, holding more than a dozen meetings every day, trying to meet the voters. The challenge for him is that not only this is a new constituency, but several Congress leaders from this area have left the Congress and switched over to the BJP.
Cut to the campaign on the other side, BJP has fielded the sitting MP Tapan Gogoi, a former student leader in Assam and a former Assam minister. Tapan faces a challenge of another kind. He is campaigning in a wheelchair after he fractured his leg, but Tapan is sure he will overcome this temporary handicap.
19 appeal aane dijiye, 19 appeal to sunao hoga, sab logon ne BJP ko vote dega, aur 4 June aane dijiye, to us din hum baat karenge, to hum log jo bola hai abhi, hum jo bola hai, usi sahi hoga. डेली हम 10, 12, 13 ऐसे मीटिंग हम सुनाओ का मीटिंग हम लोग कर रहा हूँ. अभी भी मेरा मीटिंग है, इसलिए कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, तो हम जीतेंगे 100%.
बीजेपी चीफ मिनिस्टर हिमंत बिश्व शर्मा हैज थ्रोन हिज वेट बिहाइंड Tapan. सेवरल ऑफ हिज टॉप मिनिस्टर्स एंड द पार्टी स्टेट लीडरशिप हैव बीन स्टेशन देयर. द क्वेश्चन इज, विल बीजेपी रिटेन Jorhat?
वी आर लुकिंग फॉरवर्ड अ ब्राइट फ्यूचर. So we will go with the government who gave us these facilities and who provided us with all the sources for our development. Like during this government rule, we got this employment opportunities.
The Ahom community and the tea garden workers make up the majority of the voters in Jorhat. Both Congress's Gaurav Gogoi and BJP's Tapan Gogoi are from the Ahom community, seen as a youth icon. Gaurav is busy crisscrossing this vast constituency to win over the youth. As the sitting MP, Tapan is on home turf, while Gaurav Gogoi has a family legacy to bank. Tapan is also backed by the might of the BJP juggernaut in Assam under Himanta Biswa Sharma. To dub Jorhat a clash of the titans may be an exaggeration, but it promises to be a keenly fought contest. With cameraperson Sanjay Chakravarti in Jorhat, Ratnadeep Chaudhary for NDTV.
The battle for the city of Nawabs will play out in the Lok Sabha elections. Lucknow has been won by the BJP for 3 decades. In the forthcoming elections, it will witness a contest between Rajnath Singh and the Samajwadi Party's Ravidas Mehrotra. My colleague Tanishq has this report.
In the heart of Lucknow, capital of Uttar Pradesh, India's most populous state with a massive 80 Lok Sabha seats, Naushad, one of the last Gulabo Sitabo puppeteers, a traditional but dying art form that tells the story of the vibrant old Lucknow, says he fondly remembers performances at late BJP stalwart Lalji Tandon's Lucknow home and at the homes of other prominent Lucknow-based politicians.
ये देख लो मक्खन खा गई अकबरी गेट पे और ये अमीनाबाद वाली गड़बड़ झाले की है।
ये कठपुतली पहले जमाने में चलती थी, नवाबों के जमाने में, ये नवाबों की चीज है, पूरी दुनिया में नहीं मिलेगी गुलाबो सिताबो।
वाइल नौशाद्स गुलाबो सिताबो माइट नॉट हैव मेनी टेकर्स नाउ, बट ही फॉन्डली रिमेम्बर्स हिज परफॉर्मेंस एट द लेट अटल बिहारी वाजपेयी बर्थ एनिवर्सरी। द स्टॉलवर्ट हु बिकेम द फर्स्ट बीजेपी एम पी फ्रॉम लखनऊ इन 1991 एंड वॉन इट 5 कंसेक्यूटिव टाइम्स।
The peak of the Ram Temple movement in the late 80s and the early 90s coincided with electoral gains for the BJP in many parts of the country. The BJP won Lucknow for the first time in the 1991 Lok Sabha election, with Atal Bihari Vajpayee being chosen as the MP. The city chose former Prime Minister Vajpayee as their MP for 5 straight terms. And the BJP has not lost Lucknow in over 3 decades now.
From 1991, the BJP has been winning the Lucknow seat every single time. Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Lalji Tandon, and now the BJP has fielded their sitting member of parliament, Rajnath Singh, the defense minister.
Rajnath Singh won the 2014 election with a margin of 2,72,000 votes. In 2019, that margin rose to over 3 lakh votes.
राजनाथ जी का ये तीसरा टर्म है और इस बार वो 5 लाख से ज्यादा वोटों से लखनऊ से चुनाव जीते। मुझे तो लगता है कि अभी तक गठबंधन का प्रत्याशी ही नहीं तय हुआ है, तो रविदास मेहरोत्रा अंत तक लड़ेंगे इसकी गारंटी न सपाइयों को है और न ही आम जनमानस में है।
डिस्पाइट बीइंग फॉर्मिडेबल फोर्सेस इन द स्टेट, द समाजवादी पार्टी एंड द बीएसपी हैव नेवर बीन एबल टू विन द लखनऊ सीट। इन 2019 द एसपी एंड बीएसपी वर इन अलायंस, बट देन स्टिल Rajnath Singh managed to defeat the alliance by over 3.5 lakh votes. This time, while the BSP has decided to contest solo, the SP and the Congress are in alliance and it is Ravidas Mehrotra of the Samajwadi Party who will be fighting against Defence Minister Rajnath Singh.
The main challenger to Rajnath Singh in this election is this man, Samajwadi Party MLA from the Lucknow Central seat, Ravidas Mehrotra, a political veteran from the city who first became MLA in 1989. And a former minister under the Akhilesh Yadav government.
जो भारतीय जनता पार्टी के सांसद हैं, उनको लखनऊ की जनता से, उनके कष्ट से कोई मतलब नहीं है। हम लोग लगातार जनता के बीच में रहते हैं, चुनाव के दौरान भी जनता से मिलने का काम कर रहे हैं।
With over 24 lakh people, the urban population in Lucknow is around 65%. There are around 70% Hindus and more than 20% Muslims living in Lucknow. But most of these people come to this iconic Sharma tea stall for their daily chai and samosa.
भाई BJP जीतेगी इस बार भी।
ऐसा क्यों बोलते हो आप?
और कोई टक्कर में है भी तो नहीं उसके इस टाइम। जैसे कोई एक स्ट्रॉन्ग अपोनेंट भी चाहिए होता है किसी को हराने के लिए, इस टाइम वो है नहीं, तो इस टाइम बीजेपी को ही है।
चुनाव माहौल इंडिया गठबंधन इस बार अच्छी बहुमत से हो सकता है।
ऐसा क्यों? कहीं कहीं सरकार कमी,
क्योंकि महंगाई, बेरोजगारी, सारी अव्यवस्थाएं सरकार मोदी सरकार द्वारा है।
विद द इंक्रीज इन मॉडर्निटी, लखनऊ परहैप्स स्टिल कैरीज द एलिगेंस ऑफ मुगल एरा, नॉट जस्ट फूड, आर्किटेक्चर, बट ऑल्सो द आर्ट वर्क। बट वॉट डू आर्टिसंस ऑफ लखनऊ दैट गेव लखनऊ द इट्स आइडेंटिटी थिंक अबाउट द अपकमिंग इलेक्शंस?
Lucknow's traditional Zari Zardozi industry has for long served as a means of livelihood to many in the city. But artisans like Haider Ali, who has been working for 2 decades, say it's fading away despite government claims of support.
In politics, there is a very old saying that the road to Delhi passes via Lucknow. In this crucial election of alliances, there is a special attention on those who are going solo. The BSP has put their candidate in Lucknow as well, Sarwar Malik. Now, with the BSP entering the poll battle, who will it actually benefit? The NDA bloc or the India bloc, or can BSP take the Lucknow seat? The people will reveal their choices on 4th of June. With camera person Virendra Kumar Saini, Tanish Punjabi for NDTV.
The contest in Coimbatore is keenly watched as the DMK and the AIADMK are engaged in a 3-way battle with the BJP state president Annamalai. NDTV's Veera Raghav speaks to all 3 candidates and the people of Coimbatore for this special report.
Is Tamil Nadu BJP President K. Annamalai the one who will finally get the party to breach Dravidian electoral politics? Or is the focus on him just a hype? That's the Coimbatore question in 2024. Annamalai definitely brings a curiosity to the Bharatiya Janata Party's campaign, a personality, flavor and a local character to it. But is that enough to breach the Dravidian fortress, especially as the two major parties, the AIADMK and DMK, are fighting hard to hold their ground? That's the big question. Does he have enough in a three-way fight, even in a place like Coimbatore? He has worked hard. He's backed by the Prime Minister's Tamil Nadu push and the party infrastructure. But it's still a formidable challenge. The breaking of the BJP-AIADMK alliance has made this a three-way fight. Is Annamalai nervous? Has he been hyped too much? Are you worried that there is too much expectation on you?
Expectation is always good, sir. Expectation is always good. And for the Tamil Nadu BJP, I always believe it is now or never. This is the time for the party to grow. You miss this opportunity, you might not be sure when you will get the opportunity again next, because there is a leadership wake-up. And there is Modiji at the top. And there is 10 years of stable government. And there is misrule in the state. If the BJP is not capitalizing on this opportunity, what opportunity is going to come to you in a plate, sir?
What is it that you would expect at the on the 4th of June? What kind of numbers do you expect, both in terms of seat share as well as in terms of seats?
Vote share, I'm being very open for the last many months. We would touch 25%. It will be historic. People might not believe now, but we are reading the ground well. The mood is very, very positive. We should touch 25%, which is a very big number, I agree, but we will get there.
While much has been spoken about Annamalai, the IIM Lucknow alumnus, ex-police officer, there's another IIM alumnus in the race here, and that's the AIADMK Singai Ramachandran. An IIM Ahmedabad alumnus, he was chosen by the late J. Jayalalitha to handle the party's IT cell. He's a first-time contestant and is one of the many fresh faces fielded by the party in these polls.
You are saying he's the center of media attention. I'm saying we are the center of people's attention, because we are in the ground, we are with people, and day by day we can see people are giving overwhelming response to us. From the time the party was started, from 1972, every election, if you look at it, AIADMK is the only party which will give opportunity to youngsters. That's how it has been, the track record.
The seasoned former mayor of Coimbatore, Ganapathy Rajkumar, agrees with his AIADMK rival that the battle is between the two Dravidian parties. He's the DMK's candidate and has been backed by the party's might in what is seen as a prestige battle. Ganapathy shifted over from the AIADMK to the DMK a few years ago.
We are not at all worried. They are very strong in the social media, but otherwise we are very strong party structure-wise, and the welfare schemes of the Tamil Nadu chief minister has reached the root level. Core issue is GST. The hero of this election is GST. Because of GST, once the Manchester of South India, that was Coimbatore was called, is slowly crippling.
Coimbatore is certainly a prestige battle, and that's because the BJP has put its state president here as the candidate. Well, it's perhaps the one seat where the BJP has shown some vote shares in the last two elections. And the challenge is before the DMK, a prestige battle to show that it's in pole position as far as Coimbatore and Western Tamil Nadu is concerned as well. The results here would be the most keenly watched in this Tamil Nadu Lok Sabha 2024 polls. Irrespective of the final result, the Coimbatore contest is in focus, and given the hype around this electoral battle, the stakes are also perhaps huge for the ex-IPS officer leading the BJP's Dravidian charge. In Coimbatore, Peter Raghav for NDTV.
On now to a key constituency profile, Bengaluru South. The big question: can the Congress dead the BJP bastion? The BJP MP Tejaswi Surya is contesting from here, a very high-profile leader. He faces off against Soumya, an MLA, the daughter of a Congress minister.
among Bengaluru's Lok Sabha constituency. It is Bengaluru South, which has been dominated by the Lotus symbol since 1991. Well, Karnataka Congress Minister's daughter Soumya Reddy emerged as the lone woman candidate to wrest this constituency from the BJP.
Soumya Reddy is the daughter of Karnataka's senior minister Ramalinga Reddy, whose party, the Congress, enjoys clout in 3 of 8 assembly segments in the Lok Sabha constituency. But in the national election, it's an uphill battle for the Congress. The party last won the seat over 3 decades ago in 1989. This constituency was formed in 1977. Since then, the BJP has won 8 times and the Congress won just once. Senior BJP leader Anand Kumar won 6 consecutive terms in this constituency. The BJP's Tejasvi Surya took over in 2019.
I just want to say one thing. I am a true blue Kannadiga. I am a true blue Bangalorean. Women, especially young people, even senior citizens, are coming and blessing me, telling me that we've seen you as an MLA. We really want you speaking in the parliament on her behalf.
Soumya Reddy started her career as an activist and entered politics as the MLA of the Jayanagar seat in 2018. This is her first contest in the national election. I'm at the famous Jayanagar complex. One must remember that the Jayanagar constituency did see Soumya Reddy as the MLA in 2018. However, in 2023, destiny did not favor her even after she demanded recounting of votes. The matter may be sub judice, but then this time Soumya Reddy is hoping that there would be a turnaround in the wheel of fortune as far as the Lok Sabha constituency is concerned. To win, Soumya will have to upstage current BJP MP Tejasvi Surya, a lawyer by profession, who emerged not just as one of the youngest candidates, but also among its most controversial. The list of controversies include the recent alleged hate speech at Bengaluru's Nagarat Pet that prompted the cops to register an FIR.
Madam, I have always tried to speak with conviction. Sometimes a few sentences, a few words that I have spoken may have created a stir, but I have always done it believing that it is the right thing to do at that time.
Tejasvi Surya believes that PM Modi's guarantees will help him win a second term, while Soumya Reddy believes her connect with women will be the X factor.
Congress has done a lot of good things, with the state point of view also. It has given freebies. Even her father is also a minister. These experience will add to the people.
Modi ji, jitne ka.
Aapki kya raai hai Tejasvi Surya ke upar?
Achha opinion hai. Achha aadmi hai wo.
Kyun aisa lagta
hai? Nahi, wo kaam bhi achha kar rahe na usle. Wo achha aadmi hai.
South seat is considered a powerhouse when it comes to Karnataka's political landscape. While one is riding on the Modi magic, the other is resting on her father's pride. With camera persons Kumar and Govind, Pratibha Raman in Bengaluru South for NDTV.
In the contest for Virudhunagar, the Congress's incumbent Menakem Tagore is facing the actor Radhika and the DMDK founder Vijayakant's son Vijay Prabhakar. NDTV's Veera Raghav meets them all.
Popular actor and a powerful name in television production, Radhika is the BJP's face for the Virudhunagar Lok Sabha seat. Her husband Sharat Kumar is one of Tamil cinema's top stars and a former Rajya Sabha MP. And together, their aim is to wrestle out the Virudhunagar seat. But this man, the incumbent Congress MP Menakem Tagore, who's backed by the formidable DMK Congress Left Alliance with other smaller parties. Radhika and Sharad Kumar are the star and local political appeal for the BJP in a state which has had an eternal bond between film stars and politics.
You will be very surprised. I think this is going to throw up a lot of surprises.
When I entered the political fray, in the sense to get involved in politics, it was 1996. The same reaction we feel now, that people definitely want a change, and the change is going to be for the BJP.
Grassroots political equations and caste arithmetic, like anywhere else, play a decisive role in a constituency like Virudhunagar. The two Dravidian parties with their tested alliances have been masters at that grassroots management, and breaking through is a formidable challenge for a third force. The Congress is riding on DMK power in Tamil Nadu and a carefully nurtured alliance of parties which have consistently sided with the DMK after the demise of AIADMK Supremo J. Jayalalitha. Manikkam Tagore's biggest strength is that alliance that brings with it the grassroots arithmetic to get past the post. He won this seat in 2009 with a 40% vote share as a DMK ally, but came fourth with just 3% vote in 2014 when the Congress and DMK fought separately in one of their worst elections. The AIADMK won the seat in that election. But in 2019, Tagore was back on pole as a DMK ally with a 43% vote. This history just reiterates the importance of the Congress-DMK alliance, especially for the former.
After 4th of July, June, they will all be, their shops will be closed, and we will have the 40 MPs of the India Alliance together in the parliament, and we will all stand together as India Alliance.
The bigger threat to him, according to Tagore, is this man, Vijay Prabhakar, son of DMDK founder and late actor Vijayakant. These parts are a DMDK region of influence, and Vijay is banking on a sympathy factor as his campaign is about keeping his father's legacy alive. The alliance with the AIADMK is a formidable one, and he is threatening to have a sting in the tail.
We have a quite good vote bank here, and even ADMK has a good quite vote bank here. So according to our tactics, I think we are stronger to compare to those two. And to be honest, the competition will be between Mr. Manikkam Tagore and myself, I think, yeah.
The battle for Virudhunagar is one for survival of the DMDK. One to hold on to seats, to keep the numbers to remain a relevant opposition nationally for the Congress. And one that could mean a march into new territory for the BJP. All three together make Virudhunagar as interesting a contest as any. In Virudhunagar, Veera Raghav for NDTV.
Well, it's time now for us to take this short break.